actually encounter the one who is holy? How do we set aside our place across the fence and actually have the courage to come around, knock at the front door, maybe sneak in the back door, maybe climb in through a window, and sit at the table where there is the richest of food, ample drink, and the presence of God? Because God is the food, God is the drink, God is the presence that we're seeking. How do we do that? I find myself, I'm going to tell you a little story about me to give you a sense of how the Lord is churning up some soil here. So when I was confirmed the day before my 9th birthday, raised in an Anglican church, really excited about it, and church was a thing that I did. My parents didn't come to church with me. As I became a teenager, I was going by myself, where I dragged my little brother along. When it was time for Lent and I was told you were to give up something that was precious to you, as any child would, I gave up chocolate chip cookies for 40 days. Thank you. And then when my brother was allowed to have chocolate chip cookies, I invited him along on that journey. And the poor soul did not know why God cared about chocolate chip cookies, but I am the older sister. He had to listen. There was our 40 days. When I think about that, I think I think back to it now, what did cookies have to do with the journey home for Lent? It was a giving up of something, but it wasn't the pursuit of something in that space. When I heard that we were not to use foul language, as a 10-year-old, I went into my backyard and I said every bad word that I knew to the heavens. So you can imagine the scene, right? There I was. And the reason that I did that was I thought that if I gave all of those bad words to the Lord, I would never say them again. I would never run into trouble. So that's what I did. But did that act actually pull me into the presence of God? Because again, it was me doing something, right? That's me on the other side of the fence trying to do the right thing, in the hope that I would gain what God said. Just come and sit and listen and receive me. So then I wonder for us, what's our contemporary problem here? Our ancient forebears would make treaties, side deals. In urban language, they had a little side hustle going on just to make sure that things were okay. They often could not just roll up and be with God. I think our contemporary problem is that we see ourselves as the source of strength. Our journey home is what we can do to get there. Our journey is not always to find the Lord, to seek the Lord where he may be found, to have him be the present that we're looking for, to have him be the reason that we do whatever it is that we do. I think that we're often at the table in our own house, peering over the fence to wonder how we get at that, rather than saying, Lord, here I am. I'd love to come in. Will you let me in? So how is God at work? If there is a problem that we can do our own thing in the hopes we get to be God adjacent, what is the Lord doing? Well, in Isaiah 55, the Lord is saying, come. Whatever you need, here it is. In fact, I am here. The reason that there is bread and milk and wine is because I am here. You want to find me? Here I am. Will you come and sit at my table? If I call you, when I call you, will you be like Adam and Eve hiding behind a bush or their 501s all buttoned up and saying, yeah, Lord, we're here. Nothing's different. Don't pay attention to the jeans. Or are we able to say in our nakedness, in our God adjacent place, Lord, I'm here. I'm not really sure if you want to see how I am, but I'm here. If we were in Galilee with Jesus and we were trying to figure out who the sinners were and how not to do what they're doing so we could get blessing, could we hear Jesus saying to us, the thing you need to do is pursue me. Call out to your Father. Repent. Turn around and come on home. That's what you need to do. What I'm learning, as I said before, or how God is at work in me now, is I'm learning in a very visceral way, through lots of tears and lots of, Lord, where else can I go? I've spent a lot of time being a Christian, doing Christianly things. I don't really want to fling it all away. But where do I go? The answer is that I need to go home. Not that I'm trying to die, but I need to pursue God. God is the present. God is the thing that I've been longing for. God is the bonus, is the prize. That's so mind-altering for me that it's not the rituals, it's not the rules, it's not the don't do this and do that. God is the prize. My turn for home is to say, Lord, I don't know exactly how you're going to work out all of these things, but I will sit at your table. I don't know always if I'm on the right path, but I know that you're with me, that you want to be with me. It's not because I'm super good or super bad. It's because you created me and you are with me. So I'm allowing God to turn up some soil, some compacted soil about my beliefs, with the hope that there will be room, there will be air, there will be God digging up that soil and saying, oh, that's not true, Sharon, let that go. And I'm here. Or that's okay, Sharon, let that go. I'm here. Or you can continue to do that if you want to, but I'm still here. Where is home? In some ways, home is at the table where we get bread and wine. So you can come on up. Where is home? Where God is. So God may lead us. He may lead me through a season of pain. But he's still there. He may lead me through a season of great joy, but he's still there. He may have me shake my head, but he's still there. Who can go home? We can all go home. We can all come to the table, receive the nourishment that we need, and more importantly, be in the presence of God. So that whatever is happening in sunshine and in rain, we would be in the presence of God. We would have the gift of the presence of God. So I'm going to ask you to do something for me, with me. I'm going to ask you to, where you're seated, put your hands out. And if the Lord were to show up as a gift to you, how big of a gift would he be? Because we know gifts come in all sizes, right? So would he be as small as a precious jewel for you? Would he be like a massive package from, I don't know what store, IKEA? Flat pack, everything you need in it. But you'd need some substantial width in your hands. I don't know. Whatever size gift you need from the Lord, how he would show up to you and say, I am the gift. I would like you to place your hands out to receive that gift. And then as our team so ably did, reminding us of our hunger and thirst. I'm going to sing into your hands, into our hands, that the Lord would indeed, that we would know him as the gift that we need, not because of rules or goodness, but because he is the God who can do all things. You up for it? Okay, so hands out. Oh God, you are our God, and we will ever seek you. Oh God, you are our God, and we will ever seek you. We will seek you in the morning, and we will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you'll lead us. And we will follow you all of our days. Oh God, you are our God, and we will ever seek you. Oh God, you are our God, and we will ever seek you. We will seek you in the morning, and we will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you'll lead us, and we will follow you all of our days. Lord, by your Spirit, I pray that you would churn up the soil in which we are rooted. May your Spirit, like water, restore our roots. May you give life where there is dryness. May you give strength where there has been weakness. May we receive you as the gift that you are. Lord, help us to hear you call us to sit and be nourished at your table. May we be willing to accept the best from you, because you are good. Teach us, Lord, in periods of exile and periods of homecoming, that you are what, actually, you are who we need. You are present, calling us through every circumstance. Help us to put your hand in ours. Help us to reach out to you. Teach us, Lord, that when we come to you, even when it's hard, that you will quench our thirst, feed our hunger, that you and you alone are God. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.